introduce you to a new name to be aware of if you've not been aware of it previously. All right. Hans-Jörg Wyss, W-Y-S-S. Hans-Jörg Wyss draws comparisons in the press to people like George Soros and Tom Steyer, far-left mega donors. All right? But this Swiss billionaire, not nearly as well-known, but he made headlines when he tried to be a member of the people buying the Chelsea Football Club from a sanctioned Russian oligarch. Also tried unsuccessfully before that to purchase a national newspaper chain owned by Tribune Publishing. One area where the Swiss businessman has met an unquestionable success after leaving the pharmaceutical industry is U.S. politics, of course. Here, deep pockets, deep ties in Washington as a result. Connections that he tells reporters extend all the way to the White House. Hundreds of millions has spent bankrolling progressive groups, advocacy groups, but he's not a citizen, which would prohibit him from doing much of that. The New York Times reported they didn't have the answer. Neither could Politico or The Hill figure it out. But according to a biography written by Hedy Wyss, his sister, and first reported by Real Clear Politics, the answer is no. He's called one of their important citizens, although he never applied for citizenship in the United States. There's no such thing as a honorary citizen. What he found was important for him was to find out that he could exert influence through his foundations. The book published 8 years ago. Foreign nationals without permanent residency are forbidden from donating directly to federal political candidates or political action committees. They have not, however, been barred from giving to groups that seek to influence public policy. And now Americans for Public Trust suing the Federal Election Commission for failing to investigate foreign money in our elections. That came from Caitlin Sutherland in a piece for The Hill back in April. Mr. Wyss, who is barred from directly or indirectly influencing our elections, has done just that by funneling hundreds of millions of dollars through the Arabella Advisors Network to benefit liberal and far left-wing causes. Until the FEC takes action, we won't know the full extent of his foreign interference in our electoral process. And how many of these Mr. Wysses are there? Spokespersons for the Wyss Foundation and Berger Action Fund have declined to speak about this and the question of his citizenship and the nature of his political spending. The spokesperson added the Wyss Foundation invests in conservation, economic opportunity, medical advancement, and the arts. Oh, it sounds so nice. Centers its work around advocating for policy solutions to solve some of our world's biggest problems, the biodiversity and climate crisis, income inequality, and health disparities. Well, give some of your money away, Mr. Billionaire. We can equalize it right out. Save about $100,000 for your retirement. Give the rest away. According to the New York Times, Wyss has put donations to a daisy chain of opaque organizations that mask the ultimate recipients of his money. Two of the groups have provided $162 million in recent years, the New Venture Fund and the 1630 Fund. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, the 1630 Fund has emerged as a dark money behemoth that almost exclusively funds Democratic and progressive groups. And as widely reported, the organization contributed more than $60 million to super PACs in 2020 alone that ran ads attacking Republicans and that underwrote a get-out-the-vote campaign to unseat President Donald Trump. Money flowed from 1630 Fund, according to Federal Election Commission filings, first reported by the Times, to a number of pro-Biden groups, among them the Lincoln Project, a favorite of White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, who shares their material on social media. They claim to be conservatives, but really they're just socialist D-bags. The deluge of dark money spent on Democratic candidates represents a change. It was liberals who first dubbed the practice of funneling millions of dollars from unknown sources as dark money. But now they're deep in it. This is their game. And Wyss is one of the new funders, although he's been doing it for a long time. Wyss has previously contributed tens of thousands of dollars directly to congressional candidates, according to FEC filings. People like Dick Durbin, Jay Inslee, governor of Washington, Dick Durbin of Illinois, senator. Those contributions happening in the 1990s, another made in 2003. Wyss helped found the Center for American Progress, one of the most radical far-left groups in politics today. Hedy Wyss wrote that her brother was one of the founding members, one of the sponsors of Center for American Progress, largely endorsing the politics of the Democrat Party that tries to propose and implement progressive ideas in American politics. Hedy Wyss recalls in the biography meeting with her brother that included representatives from CAP to the ACLU. Yes, he does put his thumb on the scale. He's one of the dirty ones. World Economic Forum. Now you know his name. Hans-Jörg, that's H-A-N-S-J-O-R-G. Hans-Jörg Wyss, W-Y-S-S. You have been informed. One of the dirty dozen right there, I'll guarantee you that. This part of the program brought to you by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, supporting business statewide. And if you're a business owner, you should be part of it too. If a business in Michigan, you certainly should be a member of the Michigan Chamber. I am, always have been. Always have been. Yep. Why? Strength in numbers. Strength and numbers. You got it. We're going to take a quick break, then a deep cleansing breath for the day. Why? Because we love Ron Rademacher and Michigan Backroads. That's why. It's the Michigan Talk Network, Great Lakes News, and the Steve Gruber Show all coming together for you. Ron Rademacher is next. Don't go anywhere.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day at SoaringEagleCasino.com. The Cy Young Award was first handed out in 1956, and the Tigers have had five winners. Denny McClain won back-to-back awards in 1968 and 69. Willie Hernandez took home the hardware plus the MVP in 1984. Justin Verlander turned that double trick in 2011, and Max Scherzer won the Cy Young in 2013. Scherzer was one of the first six pitchers to ever win the award in both leagues. He won a career-best 21 games in Detroit that season, would later on win two more Cy Youngs in Washington. He joined five others to win the award in both the American League and National League. The others, Gaylord Perry, Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens, Roy Halladay, and Pedro Martinez. Pretty lofty company for Scherzer, for sure.